Okay, just one quick announcement before we start. Someone every morning cleans up the chairs and the tables after we're done. If the Ilam could please put their chairs back, that would be helpful. And also this chair that I'm giving right now, we're going to try to make a rotation. So anyone else who wants to give it, please let me know and we can add you to the rotation. So Bishul Sheet 4, we have the Gemara on Lamed Daled, Amud Aleph and Shabbos. The Gemara brings that, there's a machlekes, we'll see when we get to Atman on, what's the Isra of Atman on Shabbos. But according to Rashi over here, the Gemara brings down, the Isra is, we're afraid you're about to cover a pot with a towel, let's say, and you'll see that it's cold. So you want it hot, so you'll put it on your stove, you'll heat it up. We're afraid, Shem Yartich, you're going to heat up, you're going to recook whatever you're doing Hatman on. So now, we have another Gemara in Yud Chesam and Beis also that brings down, we're afraid you're going to, again, Rashi brings down, we're afraid when you restir something, a dye that's cooking in a pot, we're afraid that you're going to be cooking something. And the question over here is, what are we afraid of if there's, we learned the concept before of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. So we have three different approaches in the Rishayim on how to understand these two Gemaras. We have the Rush, Rabbi Yerucham, and the Rajba. The Rush says that if you have a piece of steak and you cook it, once you cook it, it's cooked. That's a davar yavish. But by a davar lach, because once, let's say someone heats up water, after it gets cooled off, you're mevatel the original bishel. And therefore, he says that any davar lach, there's no concept of yesh bishel achar, of ein bishel achar bishel, and there's going to be a chiv deraisa if someone recooks a davar lach. Rabbeinu Yerucham adds on, he says that in order to be chayiv for recooking a davar lach, it has to also be mitznamak v'yafalai. And the Rajba says he extends the concept of ein bishel achar bishel to davar lach as well. So we have the Rush and the Rajba on two opposite spectrums, and Rabbeinu Yerucham is adding on is being more makel in the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud Ches, he paskins like Rashi. And the Rush, he brings down the Rush, and the Ramah adds on the Kula of Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Mishnah Berurah on the bottom brings down the Ramah, and he says, but he brings down that the Bach and the Gra paskin like the Bach and the Gra paskin like Rabbeinu Yerucham, paskin like the Rush, and we're not making like Rabbeinu Yerucham the Ramah. And therefore, we're going to have, there is Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by a Davar Lach, even if it's not Mitznamak V'yafalai. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Reseach means Yad Seila Despai. And the Ramah over here, he says, he brings down the Rajba. The Ramah in Simen Shin, in Shin Yud Chesif Tezvav. He brings down at the end of Sif Tezvav, he says, V'yesh makilin leimar, the kol she'ein naisnei agabe eish, aya kira mamash, rak samach afilin etzdanein mutter, which is the sheet of the Rajba. All of a sudden, we see now the Ramah is bringing down the sheet of the Rajba. It was not quoted yet. And he says, v'nagul ha'kabuzah, this is the minig, im lo'in etzdanein legamri. If it's not totally cooled off, the minig is like the Rajba. Now we're going to see a machlekes in the achronim between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. What does the Ramah mean? When he says v'nagul ha'kabuzah, he's saying that we paskin like the Rajba, and we're just machmir in a case where it's not where it's cooled off, or does he paskin like the Rush and we're makel in a case where it's still warm? And the nafkamina would be is if you're ivor nisr daraisa, if you cook something, recook something that's lach that's cold. According to the Chazon Ish, if you recook a lach that's cold, You're either on a gzera he brings down a gzera of. The Chazon Ish is afraid that you're going to do the same thing as if you never cooked it before. If you recook something, for example, water, you recook water, we're afraid even when it wasn't cooked originally, someone would come to do the same thing. But. So according to the Chazon Ish, we're worried about a gzera, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's really a shaila of a deraisa. Someone recooks hot water. Someone recooks water that's cold. He may be over on a deraisa. Rav Rishon and Paskin like the Chazon Ish, and Ramesha Paskin as well like this Chazon Ish. So davar lach is really that's cooled off is only it's a minig that we're machmir on, and if someone recooks it, they're over on a gzera. And that would be helpful also. Let's say someone has a suffix and it was done, or we'll see later on in Ma'aseh Shabbos, so we'll have more kulas because of this. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and the other Achronim now handle, what does it mean, lay nitztanein? We said we're mekel when the water's not, when the lach is not nitztanein. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it means, you wouldn't eat it because it's cold. So now the question is, every lach has a different, a chicken soup, someone might not eat cold. It has fat on top and it's not good. But a vegetable soup, someone might eat when it's cold. What does that mean? What does that mean that people won't eat it because it's cold? So the Achronim say that it means that you wouldn't read, if someone asked for something hot, someone asked for a chicken soup, a warm chicken soup, he'd still drink, he'd still eat it, or a warm vegetable soup. If someone asked for hot vegetable soup, and you bring cold vegetable soup, he won't eat it. That's what some say. But the minhag of all the Achronim is room temperature. Once it hits room temperature, then that's considered cold. And the Igle Tal over here, we'll just see later tomorrow what the Igle Tal really holds. Yeah.
But Moshe only holds though, it goes that way if it's at a temperature that is normal.